Welcome to the Next Level Hockey Podcast. My name is Corson Searles, and the purpose of what I do and the purpose of this podcast is to make high-level hockey training accessible to everybody. Whether it's mental training, skills training, physical training, development advice, life and career advice, and just trying to figure out what to do next, the purpose of this podcast is to help you move up and just get to the next level in all areas to be the best version of yourself. And really what we do that is unique is help you to bring together the mind, the body, and understanding how the skill and physical training all integrate together and help you to become the best version of yourself. So I don't run any ads on this podcast. So the only way this grows is if you share it with other people. So please share it with anybody who you think it could help. And if you haven't rated or reviewed this podcast, please do, because it helps it grow in the algorithm. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I remember asking myself this question when I was playing junior hockey. What can I really do to separate myself from the players around me? Was there some sort of tool or technique that I just wasn't aware of yet that could allow me to really separate? So, like most players, I went on the internet and I started searching and just trying to figure out what it was that could actually help me. And then I remember I discovered a company called Train 2.0, and Jason Yee, the founder, was creating this new way of talking about skills that I found super interesting. He looked at hockey skills, and instead of calling them a skill, he actually called them mechanics. His philosophy was that the best players in the world just had different mechanics and moved differently than other people. And I figured if I could learn these mechanics, then I too would be like the best players in the world. It seemed like a pretty simple equation. Copy what the best players do, get what the best players have. And this really did open up a new world in my mind. Something I never really thought was possible was to start to really move like the best players in the world. This was a real big belief breaker for me. So all I had to do was improve my mechanics, and then I'd improve my game. I could look at someone like Connor McDavid or Austin Matthews, and I just had to look at how they moved, take how they moved, and then apply it to my game. And it seemed like, and I believed, that it was that simple. But me, there was a very clear problem with this approach. I noticed that as I improved my mechanics and they got better and better, it wasn't just a clear, simple, straight path to getting to the movements of the best players. And not only that, when you do start to get better and better movements, you realize that there's also something else you need to have in your game. So I would either not have the confidence in my abilities and in my mechanics to actually use them effectively, and then I didn't understand when or how to effectively use them or combine them and really implement them into the game. I really don't think I was lacking the ability, but I was lacking the ability to apply the skills, which I guess one could consider an ability still. And really what I would consider this to be, I would say that this is lacking mental software. I didn't have the mental software to use the hardware that I had. And what I realized is that the best players don't just have the best mechanics, the best players have the best mental software. So what is mental software and why does it actually matter? How does it apply to your game? How is it actually going to help you get better? Well, to simplify it down, the mental software that you have in your mind and in your body is really what I call, what everybody calls the nervous system. So think of it as mental software is your nervous system. And the nervous system is built of two core things, or there's two core distinct buckets that anybody is going to put them into when we talk about the nervous system. So we have the peripheral nervous system, and that's all the nerves and things that are sending information from the body to the brain. So everything that's not the brain, it's sending information to the central nervous system. Right? And the central nervous system, that's number two, that is actually the brain and the spinal cord. That's the central area where information is being sent to, and then it goes to the brain, it gets processed essentially. And within the nervous system, within your brain specifically, there are billions of neurons. And in order to actually create an action or an emotion or a thought, what happens is neurons fire in the brain, and that sends a signal out, which creates the experience you have or the actions or the thoughts or the emotions, right? And I really think this quote captures it perfectly. Every human movement, thought, or feeling is a precisely timed electrical signal traveling through a chain of neurons, a circuit of nerve fibers. And myelin is the insulation that wraps around those nerve fibers and increases signal strength, speed, and accuracy. So the more we fire a particular circuit, the more myelin optimizes the circuit, and the stronger, faster, and more fluent our movements, thoughts, or in this case, emotions become. And this is from Daniel Coyle from the book, The Talent Code. So I highly recommend that book. Awesome book. I read it a long time ago, and now really digging back into it because there's so much wisdom in that book. So what happens is that when a neuron fires repeatedly, so when it keeps happening, there are these cells that are called oligodendrocytes. Now that word does not actually matter when it comes to hockey performance, but there are actually these cells, and what they're doing is they go in and actually rewire the mind. And when I say rewire the mind, what I really mean is that there is basically this kind of, I think of it as electrical tape or like a tube that wraps around the in-between space between two neurons. So that's like the synapse. It's the space between where the signals are sent from, right? Because neurons are basically these kind of like almost think of them like cutters with legs sticking out, and the legs that are closest together, there's kind of like a gap between them. And then between that gap is kind of that synapse, and that's where the actual nerves are. That is what, when someone explains nerves firing or neurons firing, that's what's happening. There's a signal, there's neurotransmitters being sent between those. So at the end of the day, all that really matters is that neurons are firing in your mind. When they fire consistently, they wire themselves. And there's this thing called myelin, which is actually wrapping around the synapse. It's making that signal travel faster and more powerfully. And what that's going to do is help you to be able to do that thing, express it more consistently with more intensity. And so if you want to get better at something, when people say, do more reps, do more of that thing, it's because when you do more of something, when you feel something more, when you think something more, when you do something more, what's actually happening is that your brain and your mental software is rewiring itself. Your brain is actually rewiring the software when you do things, which is a really cool concept, because you start to realize the difference between different people is a different software wiring. And so if we think of mental software like software on an iPhone, for example. So on an iPhone, it has an iOS system. And basically what's happening is that software is what you see on the screen. It's all the stuff that's actually like makes the iPhone work. Now the hardware is the actual like electronics that gives the ability for the software to run. It's what the software runs on. And so for your body, your hardware is like your actual physical body. It's the muscles, joints, ligaments, tendons, right? And bones, if I didn't say that, right? That's the hardware. So you need to have good hardware for sure. And that's why good physical trainers are a very, very valuable thing to have for any hockey player. But you can have the best computer in the world. You can have the best iPhone technology in the world. But if you didn't have good software on it, no one would care. The software is what really makes the difference at the end of the day. And we kind of know this when we actually look at phones. Because it's actually pretty well known that there's actually a lot of actual hardware that's better on, for example, like Samsung or a bunch of different phone companies, but yet iPhone remains consistently like way higher selling. Now there's a lot of factors that go into that, but it's pretty clear to me that when you think about it, it's probably the software that creates the difference. And so think of the mental software that you have in your brain like apps on an iPhone. You can take them off, you can install new ones, you can really do whatever you want. You can customize your mental software just like you can customize your phone. And mental software, again, it's the patterns, it's the wiring that creates the thoughts, the feelings, and the actions you want to have. So when you alter your software, it's what runs automatically. You don't have to consciously force it to happen, but it's the stuff that just automatically happens. So when you rewire your software, you're rewiring the automations you have and the easy actions you take. And so something, for example, that we would have really good mental software for is just like walking. A baby doesn't have very good mental software for walking, but an adult or really anybody who starts to learn how to walk, the software very clearly keeps updating. And so that's why players and hockey players get better and better, because they keep updating their mental software, their skills and abilities, their movement patterns. And so that's why I like the idea of, yes, you can think of your skills as mechanics, when we think of the movements, but at the end of the day, the mechanics actually root down to software in your mind. And if you can change the software in terms of your actual movement patterns, you change your thinking patterns, you change your emotional patterns, everything changes. The way you process the game, if you change the software about how you anticipate how you make reads, how you make decisions, that's how you actually change your game. You can change the hardware in the gym for sure, and I think ATG and some of the programs we've put together, I think, are great tools for that. But you have to understand, it doesn't matter how good the phone is if it has nothing running on it. It's just a blank screen. And if it has really bad software running on it, no one's going to care anyways. So whenever you're training this off season, going into the season, or if you're listening to this in season, what you want to remind yourself of is that training is reprogramming your mental software. So that's why quality is so important, because if you practice with really poor quality, or you just practice things that you don't want, or you feel emotions consistently you don't want, you consistently think patterns you don't want, everything that you do is rewiring the software and increasing the likelihood that that happens again. So that's why you want to figure out, what is the thing that you want to do? What are the things you want to feel? What are the things you want to think? And actually get very clear on those and practice those very, very consistently. I'd recommend that you actually think of this on a daily basis, intentionally feeling the emotions you want to feel, thinking the thoughts you want to feel or want to think, and doing the things you want to do, and consistently improving on that. Now, most people think about the actions, but I'm saying think about all of the different patterns you want to have, because it's all wiring the software. And then when you get into a game, that software is just running, because you can't consciously think your way through the game. Just like you can't consciously instruct every movement that you do when you walk. You can't tell every muscle and joint to move a certain way. All you can do is trust that the software you have installed is going to work. And if it doesn't, then you got to go back to the drawing board and correct it and figure out how to update that software. And so that's why I think that mental programming and understanding how to actually program your mental software is the cheat code and is the future of hockey development, in the sense of everybody understands that skills and skill development is really important. And I think that's been covered pretty well. But what I think is really lacking is what people typically call like the mental side of the game. What I think is lacking is understanding how to actually install the other types of software into your game. And so some of these other types of software that I think are really important are, number one, being able to be present and focused. So focus software. And this is something that you can actually learn through doing things like meditate. That's why we're going to be releasing a meditation system or a course in a very quick time frame here, because I know that's a very important software that really all players need. And not everybody has the tools and understanding of how to actually do that effectively, and especially specifically for hockey players. Then you have the awareness side of it. So understanding how to be aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, what's going on around you, knowing what patterns to look for. So that's a really important piece of software to have, is awareness. Then you have your beliefs. So really the beliefs you have are, it's kind of like the legs of a table, right? So you can say, I'm a great hockey player, but if you don't really have legs for that like tabletop to sit on, it doesn't really matter. So that's why you have to actually have beliefs that hold up something that you say is true. If not, then it's not really a true belief. It's just kind of something you say, right? Like, I can say I'm a trillionaire, but it doesn't actually mean that I believe that, because there's no evidence. There's no legs for that thing to stand on. Then you have your self-image software. So that's like how you see yourself. And the more accurately and really more positively you can see yourself, the more you can unlock in your game. And then you have your emotional software. So that's how you feel consistent throughout the game, throughout the day, and the ability to have software that doesn't leave you in a place where you're stressed and anxious all the time. It's going to help you recover. It's going to help you be more excited and empowered and energetic when you play. It's also going to help you to not be out of that kind of calm flow state that you want to be in when most people play, right? And everybody feels differently. Everybody wants to have a slightly different state that they're in when they play. But regardless, you have to understand what software to install and understand how to install that stuff. And then you have your thought software. So it's the self-talk. What kind of software are you using? How do you talk to yourself consistently? And the better you can understand how to talk to yourself, and the more efficiently you can do that, and the more powerful those words are that you're saying to yourself, it's always going to help you. Now, I'm not a huge proponent of thinking that like shouting affirmations is actually a solution to the mental software issue, but it is going to be something that plays a part in it. But most people focus too much on it. They write affirmations down, they shout them in the mirror, they post them up somewhere. But that is only a component of the mental software. There's way more to it. And just like I explained with these six, these are just a few of the core pieces you really want to understand. So what I want you to think of is that when you hear somebody say, work on your mental game or mental practice or mental training. What you're really thinking of is mental programming. You're programming your mind, you're programming your software to do what you want it to do. So when you meditate, that's what you're doing, is you're programming focus and presence. When you say or write down affirmations, you're increasing your beliefs or your self-image. When you intentionally feel certain feelings and program those into your mind, what you're doing is programming that emotional state. And when you visualize, what you're doing is you're programming your mental software to actually make the types of decisions you want to make. So we're always programming our software based on what we're doing consistently. So you have to become aware of what are the patterns that I currently have. That is the key first step to really understand, is what are the patterns I have. When you become aware of it, that's when you start to see, well, that's what my current software is. So if you keep making mistakes in games or making mistakes in practices, notice that and identify it. Don't hide from it. Just say, this is a piece of mental software that needs to be reprogrammed. Then go and do the mental work to reprogram it. And then go on the ice and reprogram it still and deeper. Because it's not just about mental training, but it's about doing both of them and understanding how, when you program your mind through the mental and just purely in the mind, then you go on the ice and actually program the movements and the skills and the mechanics. That's when you start to get this synergy and this flow, because the hardware and the software are really coming together. So that's the key. And so that's why we're going to be releasing a meditation course and a visualization course this off season. So I'm formally announcing that now so that you guys are aware of it. And the point of both of those things is, again, to teach you guys how to upgrade your software. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of different tools and techniques, break it down in complete detail so that you understand how to actually use this stuff. Upgrade the system, upgrade the software, so that when you step into games, you can just let the software play with confidence, because you've programmed your decision-making, you programmed the focus and the complete presence to be there. And then we're going to continue to bring out other different programs to help you update the belief systems, help you update all the other stuff. And if you want all that stuff all together, that's what we do in the Next Level Academy. So you can check that stuff out too. And so again, just to recap, really what we are doing anytime we work on our mental game is we are programming our mental software. And when you program your mental software, what you're doing is you're actually creating a set of software that's going to play out when you play. So pay attention to your habits, become aware of what are the things you're currently doing on and off the ice. What are the things that automatically happen? And the things that you don't want to have happen, you have to become conscious of it and intentionally start taking a different action so that it can start to program in. And the easiest place to start is to actually visualize yourself doing the thing you want to do, because that starts to pattern that habit. Then when you get in that situation, you'll notice that you just start doing it. And that's when you realize that you are actually myelinating new circuits in your brain. That's when you realize you are actually manipulating the way that you play through changing your software. So that's the secret. And I think this is the new frontier for players to really unlock in their game, is stop just thinking of your game as the hardware, not just going and lifting a bunch of weights, getting really strong and bulletproof and thinking it will just translate. Don't think that just doing some skills work is going to translate. It's about upgrading your mental software, upgrading your skill software, upgrading your hardware too, and doing that simultaneously with a complete system. So again, if you want an off-season program like that, we have that in the Next Level Academy. So there'll be links to check it out on the website. You can see a breakdown of like what that program is. But otherwise, we're going to continue to dig into this stuff throughout the entire off season. But if you want it like right now to set up a full, complete mind, body, and skill plan, then feel free to check that stuff out. So hope you guys have a great week. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram. It's Identity Shift Hockey. And I hope you guys have a great week. Continue to crush it. And I'll see you guys at the next level. Really appreciate you listening to this. I really appreciate your time. And if you thought this was valuable and you think it'll help somebody else, please share it with somebody. I want to make this stuff available to everybody and make high level hockey training accessible to everyone in the world. So share away. And if you have anything you think I could do to make this podcast better, please tell me, because I want to continue to improve just as I know you do. So have a great day, great week, and I will talk to you guys, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.